When you go to game three of this series, and I want to spend a few minutes on it because it was a very controversial play. They lost the game on a grand slam. They lost the game on a grand slam by Jake McCarthy. That did not look like it was fair. It was a play that as soon as it's called something on the field, it is going to be impossible to overturn, because as great as the cameras are nowadays, as great as replay is, you know, you look at ABS and how you could see by a quarter of an inch or a centimeter if something is a strike or ball. One thing in baseball that we have not figured out is fair versus foul on home runs. And I don't know what to do other than just installing, I guess I do know what to do, install amazing cameras right down the line. Because whether it was SNY or the Rockies broadcast, there was no camera angle that showed you what it was, fair or foul. If you showed that to me without telling me the call on the field, I wouldn't even know how to rule it. I would assume foul just because it landed in a spot that was so foul, but obviously that's not how it's ruled. It's about where it crosses the fair foul pole. But once it's called fair, and this was the sick feeling I had, once John Lipka is signaling it's a fair ball, there's no way they can overturn it. But I want to show you guys something, because there are some Met fans who are very upset with Gary Cohen because his call was, it's a foul ball. And then he called it fair. In fact, if you didn't hear it, I'm going to play it for you. Courtesy of SNY, this is the call on the Jake McCarthy grand slam by Gary Cohen and Keith Hernandez. And you'll hear that even Gary thought it was a foul ball.
McCarthy 0 for 4 in his career against Kimbrel. And he hooks one deep down the right field line. And that ball will go foul.
Oh, he called it fair.
They called it a fair ball.
No. Oh, wow.
The Mets are almost certain that that ball was foul. But the first base umpire, John Lipka, called it a fair ball. It's a grand slam for McCarthy unless it gets overturned.
Oh.
Well, it wasn't overturned, and Gary is taking some heat for calling it a foul ball. Well, let's check in on the radio, guys. Let's see how Pat McCarthy and Keith Rad made the call on the Jake McCarthy grand slam foul ball.
Kimbrel ready. Corners pinch in, the 1-0. Swinging, and he sends a high fly ball to right. Toward the pole, it is foul. Oh, no, it's gone. They say home run. And immediately a look into the dugout, Carlos is saying, no, no, no. Well, it's a grand slam for the moment to put the Rockies up 6-2. All the while, Carlos Mendoza has already made eye contact with Sean Barber to say, I need a crew chief review on this.
So Gary Cohen called it foul. Keith Rad called it foul. What about Rockies radio? I'm curious, what did Rockies radio say on the Jake McCarthy grand slam foul ball?
The 1-0. Well hit to right. Stay fair, baseball. It is foul. Oh, no. It's gone. I thought they were going to call it foul. Touch them all time. Jake McCarthy, the grand tour.
So every broadcast called it a foul ball. Mets TV, Mets radio, and Rockies radio all called it a foul ball. Now, on Rockies radio, they were very quick to, and you could hear on Rockies radio, they were waiting. They were waiting. But even with waiting, it looked like it was such a foul ball that they were saying it was a foul ball. That just sucked. And again, I go back to something I said earlier. It sucked that it was ruled fair. There was no replay view that could show that it was clearly a foul ball. But it was one of those things where the offense put them in a spot and Craig Kimbrel put himself in a spot with bases loaded, nobody out, where it felt like the game was already over. It felt like when Kimbrel walked Willy Castro, because there was two on and nobody out, he gave up the back-to-back hits. But it was the walk to Willy Castro to load up the bases where it's like, this game is over. He's not escaping this. I guess you could. It's baseball. You never know. But he set up a spot where that fair foul call would just end you. And look, John Lipka is the first base umpire. If you watch the replay, you can see John Lipka right on the line staring at this baseball. He is the only person in the world who had the perfect view of it. And I know we don't trust umpires, but I'm actually going to give him the benefit of the doubt that while staring at it, he got it right. But it went against the Mets, and we lose. But you know you can always win when you celebrate your highlights with Mio Sparkling Sake, a true crowd pleaser. Light, bubbly, and easy to enjoy. Whether you're hanging out at Citi Field or your favorite spot, ask for Mio Sparkling Sake by name. A new tradition served chilled, imported from Japan. It's the official sake of Rico Brogna. Enjoy responsibly. Let's pound through some of your emails, thericob@gmail.com. Jeffrey writes, I hate this lineup. Mendy's lineup decisions are extremely frustrating. Is he ever going to allow a lefty to play every day other than Juan Soto? I don't need to see Brujan, Slater, Ibanez, and Taylor in this lineup. Play bench. What else does he have to do to get playing time every day? How do we expect him to become an everyday player if we never start him against a lefty? And Beatty, I get he hasn't been good this year, but he was on base three times the other day. See if he can get hot. He has more of an upside than any of those other guys. I'm definitely with you on Benj. I think we're at the point now where he's so good defensively that I don't even want to give up his defense. Just keep him in the lineup every day and hope he can be and put together competitive at-bats against left-handed pitching. Meller writes, Stearns broke up the core because he thought they weren't winners and were part of teams that would collapse. I'm pretty sure Vientos, Beatty, and Alvarez were also on those teams. And those three guys are very important to turning this lineup around. And Mark Vientos, as we touched on, after a very promising opening game of this series, went 0 for his next eight, including some huge outs. Kevin writes, Juan Solo. Can someone please let Juan Soto know he's allowed to get a base hit with runners on? Christopher writes, Evan, I think we lose anyway, and it may have been fair, but honestly, the camera views they gave us were horrendous on the Grand Slam. There isn't even one camera down the line shot. For a billion-dollar league, we can't have 60/360 GoPro cameras on the top of the foul poles. There's no ABS-like system. Make sure a home run is a home run or not. A Grand Slam on a ball that no one can tell 100% if it's fair or foul is crazy in this day and age. Maybe MLB had a better camera view, but I highly doubt it. Yeah, I flipped on over to the Rockies broadcast to see if they had a better camera angle. They did not.